Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Hey, there's nothing to see over here, but there's plenty to hear over here. The Carolina Outdoors with The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's on hand. Each week we come in to talk about the different things to do in our Carolina outdoors and maybe a little bit beyond. I'm Bill Barty. Don Yeager is on an assignment, but in his stead is Christopher S. Lawing. Welcome.
Good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whether you are joining us via the podcast airwaves or on the radio show Saturday morning. We are glad to be here with you, and I'm glad to be here with you, Bill.
Well, I'm glad to be here as well, because my other choices were not as fabulous as this choice. So we've got a lot on hand, so stay tuned for more. We're going to go to Historic Rural Hill this week on the program, as well as Asheboro, the North Carolina Zoo, which if any of our old-timers hadn't been up to Asheboro to check this out, you need to. Many of our students already will head up there, but there's a lot to see up there, and zoos are modern these days. It isn't like the cages that they had back in olden times.
That's right. Sure isn't. And Asheboro, you know, is just a day trip drive away from Charlotte and the surrounding area. Head up 4964 to Asheboro, stop in at the zoo, get a bite to eat, and come on back home. And we are going to talk with them here in a little bit.
Got a whole lot of it covered. That's right. They have the big announcement this week. They have a new baby in the chimpanzee troop, if you will. So we're going to talk to Jody Wiley from the zoo up there to find out a little bit about that. Hey, in regards to talking about animals, it's not just in the zoo. They just had something published this week, as well as there's a real reason that great white sharks love to linger off the Carolina coast. Christopher Lawing, I don't know if you saw any of this, but dare you say what that reason may be?
What is that reason? What may it be?
It has to do with the Gulf Stream. Who would have thought? Don Yeager would have pulled that one out right away, because he oftentimes talks about North Carolina, obviously, as a destination for anglers around the world, and so many world records come out of our North Carolina waters. But it all has to do with that Gulf Stream, and it entices nutrients and enrichment in the water because of the way the stream rolls, but also the way the coast pushes off, so making it be very nutrient-rich, which attracts fish. And it attracts little fish, which attract big fish, just like the great white sharks that they have tagged in OSearch, which is a research firm that's watching the cold water fisheries, not just cold water, but saltwater fisheries, really around the North America and around the world. And they are picking out that these great whites just like to hang out there. So, it's not summertime yet. We haven't started playing the Jaws reruns yet. But anyway, there's plenty of great whites, but they're off the coast just a bit.
Well, everybody likes to hang out at the North Carolina coast, the North Carolina coast specifically, including the great white sharks.
You are so right. Hey, also, sticking with the animal theme of the intro to the Carolina outdoors, guess what dog remained atop the list of most popular breed for the 28th year in a row?
Ooh, I don't know. Tell me.
You want to play the guessing game?
Labradors.
You got it. Of course,
really.
Duke, the shop dog that hangs out at Jesse Brown's, where the outdoor guys originate from, at Jesse Brown's here in Charlotte. Stop by and see us. We love it when you do. We have Duke, the shop dog that works there, not every day, but almost every day. He is a black lab. And for the 28th year in a row, the Labrador Retriever is the most popular breed.
Just a quick question. Was Duke named after the basketball or John Wayne? I mean, it's NCAA tournament time.
You know what? That's a great question that I do not know the answer to.
Ooh, well, maybe during the tournament we'll say John Wayne.
It depends if you're a UNC fan or not. But anyway, we always stay politically away from any of those basketball noises, so I would say it's neither. He's just a Duke black dog named Duke. So, hey, guess what? The other ones following the labs are German Shepherds, golden retrievers, French bulldogs, and bulldogs. Those are the most popular breeds. And, hey, we want to stay popular with you. You're listening to the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. As Christopher said, we are early on a Saturday morning via WBT Radio, but also invite you to subscribe via podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We'll be back with more after this.